Anybody guess the name of the Big Bridge here in Lockport?
Big Bridge,
you're right. It's 22 bridges.
Mike Murphy runs his Cruise the Erie Canal tour boat business in Lockport, taking people through the working locks, which he explains are pretty much the same as they were 100 years ago. And enough people are interested in tasting that piece of history that his business is expanding.
Started with two pontoon boats that carried 18 passengers apiece, five employees. Now that boat carries 50, this one's 150. My other one, new one I just bought, is 150. So you're never too old to go in debt. Before you got here today, did you see a bus out in front of the place? They were from South America.
He's benefited from the marketing by Parks and Trails New York, who runs the bike tour, the state's Canal Corporation, as well as the designation of the Erie Canal National Heritage Corridor. He's not always happy with the management of the waterway.
They close the canal at 6 o'clock at night. You're the boater. You live in the area, okay? I got to work. I can go use the canal. Well, the bridge's locks are closed at 6, so you can't use the canal. Our customers come in. They want to see boats going through here. They don't see it. So they're doing dumb things. It's politics.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
I hope people appreciate it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I guess I get people from all over the world.
That's Chris great. Van Dusen opened trailside bicycles right along the canal recreation path that the cyclists are taking on the statewide trip, though, of course, that's only once a year. He thinks the focus on the canal can boost his business.
The cyclists get to see me. You know, being a destination type of business, people seek me out and find me in the general community. But it also gives that opportunity of people riding by. They say, hey, oh, look at that place, you know, let's stop. Because on the canal, there is not a lot of places to stop and visit. So
even when there's no organized tour past his door, other people on the trail wander in for repairs, maybe an ice cream or drink, and get to know he's there. 18-year-old Hannah Wakeman and her father, Larry, came from Missouri to take part in the canal bike ride.
The scenery?
Yes, just different in that we don't have canals in Missouri, so it's very unique in that all the little towns are quaint.
They joined another couple from their state, so marketing and some word of mouth got them here and hitting some businesses along the route. Communities such as Seneca Falls and many others have invested their own resources in waterfront and tourist attractions. Seneca County historian Walter Gable sees the value in building the amenities for boaters and other tourists.
Tourism is so extremely important to the economy here of upstate New York. Every tourist dollar that is spent is a dollar that's coming from, not from residents, but from people outside the immediate area. And so if you believe in the economic principle of the multiplier effect, you know, you spend a dollar, that should be generating $4 to $5 of total income to the area.
There were 42 between Albany and Buffalo.
Here at the Chittenango Landing Canal Park, Gil Roy describes the replica of a cargo boat they have on site. It's right next to the dry docks they salvaged, thought to be the only ones of their kind. The museum is trying to attract more visitors with its replica sawmill and waterside store, and has benefited from investment by the State Canal Corporation and the National Heritage Corridor designation.
That's the living quarters, that's the cargo over there, and that's the mule area.
Organizers describe people wandering in to find the exhibits from the towpath trail, maybe when they were just seeking a restroom. But those wanderers recently included a group from Iceland, people from Germany and elsewhere. Of course, these are tax dollar investments in grants or infrastructure and maintenance or marketing. Those businesses, attractions and communities emphasizing their connection to the canalway are seeing some return. Whether for the history, recreation, water or natural beauty, visitors are drawn as the statewide Erie Canalway develops. On Cycling the Erie Canal, Chris Bolt, WAER News.